Hello, hello, welcome to Live at Five. So, yes, in Northumberland tomorrow, if you live anywhere near Berwick-on-Tweed, the details are on the events page. So, everybody who lives up north, I hope to see you jolly, jolly soon. And it's a 6-hour drive. Hi, Teresa. Hello, how are you? So that's very good. What have we got next? So, after that, we've got Nottinghamshire in Ollerton, which is on the 16th, that's the following week, which is good. And then we've got Bridgewater. So there we go. There we go. So we're going north, Midlands, and then the southwest. There we are. So hopefully you'll all see me at some point. The thing with the talks and what's working really well is people are beginning to act as if it's possible. That's the best way to say it. People as a community are starting to act as if it's possible. If you've read my book or been to one of my talks, basically the first part of the talk is saying what's possible, all the things that horses can do that I found out in my life. The second part of the talk is explaining that it's normal people doing these extraordinary things simply because they know it can be done. And then the last bit of the talk is to get the emotional change in our head that it can be done, anybody can do it. So, and this is the crucial bit. If you take nothing else back from this Live at Five, or my talks, or my videos, or anything else, it doesn't matter. This is the crucial bit. As long as you know that it can be done and normal people do it, then it doesn't matter how confident you are, it doesn't matter what you've achieved or what you haven't achieved, and it doesn't matter what your ability is. That, all those issues are just a matter of taking lessons in the correct, sensible bite sizes. And if you take your lessons in the correct, sensible bite sizes, then you can get a degree in astrophysics, or you can become a doctor, or you can become a pilot, or any of those things. Or you can ride your horse, achieve your goals, and enjoy the exhilarating world that's out there for us. It's just a matter of doing it. If you go along with those elements of the horse riding community who wish to emphasise that we're destined to get hurt, and that horses bite at one end and kick at the other and are uncomfortable in the middle, and propagate such myths that it is the most dangerous thing that you could possibly do, and so on and so on, and start focusing on how you don't bounce as well when you get older, and all that blah, then you've got a really hard time. Because actually, they're wrong, and it's all possible, and I've met thousands and thousands of people that have said so. It's all possible. And it all comes, it is possible. If you don't think it is, you're wrong. And it does not matter. So once I've left, and I've left the talk or whatever, don't want people pulling on their brave pants, there's no such thing. There's just breaking it down into bite sizes. And it is inevitable that you can have the most wonderful experience in life with your horse, and ride your horse to the very fullest of its potential, and treat your horse as if it is the willing partner that it is, rather than it's doing its best for you and you're just turning around going, it's going to kill me, it's going to kill me, it's going to kill me. How would you feel if you were at work doing your best for a boss and he just turned around and said, you're going to stab me at any moment, and you've been there for years? You'd feel absolutely heartbroken. There we are. So let's be fair to our horses. It's all perfectly possible. The main key is to stop talking to those people who think it isn't. And here's where you get your first bite size. You can have it for nothing. You've had it many times before. The first bite size is to make the decision to make sensible, positive decisions to succeed. And it's all possible. It's all but anything. Even a degree in astrophysics. I'm not doing a degree in astrophysics. There we are. Yeah, yeah. Teresa knows what she did. Ah, and Teresa, I'm talking about you if you're not in the room. You keep a blog, and you keep writing this blog about how you're progressing, and your forwards and your setbacks and everything, because it's never linear. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. But the trend is upwards, if you believe it's upwards. It's that simple. If you take notice of what you achieve and what, or not what you don't achieve, there you go. But back to Teresa's blog, that's an element of teaching. That is taking the responsibility to teach people. If you put an element of teaching in it, then you really whittle down to the helpful and powerful mental strategies. It's not even positive thinking. It's powerful mental strategies to not help you get what you want, but inevitably get what you want, as long as you take those bite sizes. And the first bite size is to make the sensible, positive decisions to make sensible, positive decisions. It's that easy. It's that easy. Anyway, I'm in Northumberland, pressing home this very message, and then I've got to drive overnight and get back for a rider confidence course, which is jolly good. Then next week, very exciting, I've got my first day course. I've taken a random, I think there's about 18 people, I'm going to do a whole day course, not here at the stables, but a day course about mental strategies, coping strategies, ways of changing our thinking. So it's going to be the same talk and discussion that I do at the seminars, 3 hours, then we're going to have lunch, and then we're going to make individual goal setting and lesson plans and strategies to make sure that those things happen, regardless of our family lives and everything else. And then finish off with hypnosis to make sure it absolutely nails it. That's going to take all day, and I'm really looking forward to that. So it's a bit of a beta group, so I was going to say wish me luck, but don't wish me luck. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm really excited. Can't wait. We're going to see some changes in some people. Yes, then we've got Ollerton, and then we've got Bridgewater. So there we go. Busy, busy, busy. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for doing live at 5. Make your lesson plans. Get rid of your brave pants. There's no such thing. Go brave commando. See you later.